tailor-made tents is looking kind of semi-professional these days.
And to what do I owe this honor?
For what you are about to receive, be ever so grateful.
Amen.
Now, what are you talking about?
Well, E.A. Tride is looking for a temporary receptionist on my floor, and I recommended your temp agency, Jaleesa.
Why, really?
I don't know why. Probably pity. Here's the name and number of the person to contact. She's head of human resources. Does all the hiring.
Well, thank you.
Be sure you mention my name.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't hurt to have a good relationship with E.H. Wright. They are one of the biggest insurance companies in the country.
I said thank you.
Call right now. Send your best person. And you can mail me my commission.
Hello, Miss Julia Reeves, please. Hello, Mrs. Reeves. This is Jaleesa Vincent Taylor at Vincent Taylor May Temps. Yes, Whitley Gilbert suggested that I call you. Within 1 hour. Well, yes, I will have my best person there within 1 hour. No, thank you. Okay, goodbye.
Okay. In and out. Working. Working in class, in class, in jail. Jeez.
Hey, Jaleesa.
Hi, Freddie.
I couldn't.
Then what?
Maybe.
What are you mumbling about?
It's a receptionist job, and I need somebody right away.
Who does?
E.H. Wright, and I don't have anybody to send.
Oh, yes, you do. Me.
Freddie, I don't think so.
Why not? They're a very evolved company. They divested from South Africa. They recycle. They're politically correct. I can work there.
No, Freddie.
I am very articulate.
Speak fluent messenger.
Freddie, trust me.
I do not like this job.
Well, how much does it pay?
$12 an hour.
I love it.
I don't.
Come on, my sister. I need the money. You need the help.
You know, it pains me to say this, but you're right.
Freddie, please. This is very, very corporate.
No problem.
That means you gotta fit in.
Hey, just think of me as a social chameleon. I can fit in with anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Fine. Then let's start here.
No, yes. Not the brush. You are not here.
Hold on, I'll transfer you. Okay?
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
What is this you gave me?
Oh, it's Morning Volcano caffeine-free herbal tea.
Terrific.
I knew you'd love it. I brought the whole box.
Thank you.
Hey, anything, anytime.
I was born surrounded by art.
See you. Grumpy. Have you tried meditation?
Okay, hold on.
Tell me I'm dreaming.
Tell me this is a nightmare.
Scary, isn't it? Working girls unite! Hey, what about lunch?
I'm gonna tell the lunch buddy. Who ever thought that we'd be in the same place together?
Fresh puppy.
Oh, Mr. Gaines, didn't you say you were going to start serving food with more fiber and less fat?
Oh, shoot, if people want more fiber, they can go gnaw on a tree.
Track. I love to see women run. Toward me, that is.
No, that doesn't happen too often.
You better be running to your math homework, young lady.
I'll get there, but first I gotta start trying to read this Romeo and Juliet. I got a report this afternoon from Mr. Foster.
Oh, Professor Foster. I know his material well. Bunked his class twice.
Why are you so proud of that?
You have your goal, I have mine.
Mission accomplished.
West Side Story. You were supposed to get Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, but it was out. And the guy at the video store said this is the same thing, but with music.
Of course he told you that, Terrence. He wanted your $2.
Well, look at the box. Look. The same timeless theme as Romeo and Juliet. Thank you.
Get your $2 back. Now.
Thy head is as full of quarrels as an egg is full of meat, and yet thy head hath been beaten as idle as an egg for quarreling. What is this, a love story or a cookbook? How's like this anyway? Come on, we got a movie to watch.
Our first date.
I just simply asked you for a cup of coffee. What is this mug of peat moss?
Oh.
Good morning, Miss Gilbert.
Diane, got your memo, and I'll be right back to you as soon as I recatalog all those new paintings.
Are you trying to poison me? Morning volcano capping for your museum studies of Friday. I'll get your coffee.
You know, I'm not sure that I agree with you, Mrs. Reeves.
Well, affirmative action does more to water down our accomplishments than to help balance any kind of employment opportunities. I'm here by my own merit, not because of any quotas. I hire people by their qualifications, not their color. I'll see you all later. Bye.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt. Bend down. But I can't help but overhear your conversation.
Brady, my coffee is happy.
I find it very difficult to believe that a person in your position hasn't benefited from minority programs.
I didn't say that. But what has benefited me most was my ability to help myself. See, that's what people need, not a crutch from the government.
Well, what people need is an opportunity. That's what affirmative action is giving them.
What she's trying to say, that we are so fortunate to have the jobs that we do have, and we will do everything that we can to keep these jobs we are so happy to have.
I'm opposed to programs that create dependency and keep people from becoming self-motivated. Where is the elevator?
Where is that elevator?
Well, before affirmative action, how many blacks held high-level positions here?
Oh, I'm sure there were quite a few.
Well, how did you get your job?
Huh? Excuse me. I don't have to explain myself to you.
But you have the ability to help people help themselves. Why don't you hire someone with potential and train them?
Well, that's not my job.
No, it is your responsibility.
Excuse me.
Elevator's here. This is Julia Reeves. She's head of personnel. Miss Reeves, your elevator's here.
As a black woman, I find your position deplorable.
And as a black woman, I find your position vacant.
Fine.
What is your friend's name?
My friend? I've never seen her before in my life.
What Romeo and Juliet was about, the sense of violence, is like gangs today, people dying over nothing.
An interesting point. Go on.
Like when they started shaking hands over Romeo's body. I thought to myself, why?
Yes, I'm sure you did. And what did you think of Mercutio?
Mercutio? He was cool.
Expound.
I liked him, too.
Well, now, perhaps you'll grace us with a medley from West Side Story.
Oh, it's not her fault, sir. I mean, if there's anybody to blame, it's the man at the video store.
Look, Professor, you know, the play just didn't make no sense. I couldn't get with it. I signed up for English Lit, not a foreign language.
Miss James, do you realize that some people consider the way you speak a foreign language?
Well, people understand me in my neighborhood.
Well, this is Professor Foster's neighborhood. And it's a beautiful day to improve yourself. The more you learn, the more you know, the more you can accomplish. Why limit yourself?
It's those words.
It takes time, Miss James. Something you've obviously not given it. This play was written in 1594. When people had an attention span.
That's because they didn't have cable.
I'll pretend you didn't say that. Now I want each of you to learn a speech from any play of Shakespeare. Find the meaning of the words within the poetry. And Miss James, don't let the language confuse you. Let it lead you.
I'll let it lead, but I don't know if I can follow.
Try. Your grade depends on you. Tomorrow you will recite the passages aloud. I'm glad you approve. And now you may all exeunt. Oh, dear.
it. I knew I should not have sent Freddy.
Oh, Lisa.
Why didn't I just send them a Scud missile?
Jalisa, this tragedy could leave an ugly blemish on an otherwise pristine reputation.
They're never going to work with me again, are they?
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. I recommended you for this job.
You know, Whitley, it doesn't seem right that someone should be fired for, well, for voicing their political opinion.
Opinion, Colonel Taylor? Freddie declared war on the head of personnel. It all started when she made the first strike with her big bazooka mouth.
Freddie, what happened? What'd she do, put paper in the aluminum bin or something?
I was minding my own business when Julia Reeves, a black woman, came by spouting the ridiculous opinion that affirmative action should be abolished to the H. right.
She said what?
Yes, and then she asked me for my opinion.
Blah, 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 blah. I don't recall anybody asking you for your opinion, Missy.
Well, somebody had to say something. It was obvious it wasn't going to be you, the corporate coward.
You know, how can anybody feel like that in this day and age?
Thank you. Power to the people, my sister. I happen to agree with Miss Reeves' ridiculous opinion. She just wants us to help ourselves, like I did. I worked hard to get where I am today.
Yes, Whitley, we have all heard about your struggle up from suburbia.
Delight. What this girl did was totally unprofessional and out of line.
What is out of line is continuing to do business with a company that refuses to acknowledge the struggle of minorities.
Well, now, ladies, no, it's not that simple.
Well, if it were up to women like Julia Reeves, we would all still be in the back of the bus. Jaleesa, where are my clothes?
Top of the stairs to the right. Oh, that girl, she makes me crazy. But I happen to agree with her. I mean, at least she had the guts to stand up for her beliefs. You are just standing up for another raise.
Oh, sure. Blame the victim.
Brad, what do you think?
I think Whitley has a point.
Thank you, Colonel Taylor. At least someone's thinking clearly in this room.
Freddie picked the wrong person in the wrong time to express her opinion.
Fine. Fine, just take her side.
Jaleesa, this has nothing to do with sides. It's just that it's the wrong way to run your business.
Oh, who asked you?
Okay, so Romeo, oh Romeo, where art thou, Romeo?
You rang?
Not your bell.
Studying becomes you.
Well, thanks to Professor Foster, I'll be jamming with Romeo all night.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me he's Romeo.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm Othello. The more.
More or less.
Get thee gone, Cheryl.
Ooh, I like it when you talk dirty.
That means step off, biscuit head.
I get my butter elsewhere.
All right. I like your translation, Lynn.
Translation? Wait a minute. Hold on. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Say what?
It doesn't matter how you say it, it all means the same. Thanks, T. You gave me a great idea.
You know, baby, man does not live by ideas alone.
Come back when you're a man.
At one point, that's it. Don't fail Papa now. Where are you? Oh, there it is. Thank you. Good boy. Open.
Dwayne, you have got to do something about her.
Ready?
Do not try and change the subject. She is the most unevolved, archaic, unenlightened human walking the face of this earth.
Yeah, no, Whitley told me all about it.
You know, she doesn't think of how things affect other people. It's always me, 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 me. I was just trying to express myself. Whatever happened to freedom of speech?
Freddie, did you lose the account for Jaleesa?
No. Maybe.
No, I don't think I did.
I hope I didn't.
Oh, no. You see, I was just trying to balance an injustice, you know, create a new world order. Is that a crime?
I understand, Freddie, but Jaleesa's been working really hard to get this business going.
So you think I came on too strong?
Just a little bit.
Ooh, a new math 2T.
I always said the math department attracted the loveliest of the lovely. I'm Ron Johnson, and you are?
Leaving.
Ready? Ooh, what a little dark and lovely to do for a sister.
You know, Brad, I think I might have overreacted just a little bit. Why should I risk a potentially good client over one person's politics?
Look here. Redskins, 3-point favorite this weekend.
Don't you think I'm supporting her policies by working with her?
Oh, look, big sale on weed whackers.
Well, I employ black people. She employs me, and I'm black.
Ah, looks like there's going to be a coup in Madagascar.
Maybe I should just go and talk to her. Okay, all right, Brad, you were right.
Oh, look, headline. Jaleesa Vincent Taylor eats crow.
Arise, Black Vengeance. From the hollow... From the hollow... Arise, Black Vengeance. Methinks me went blank.
Thank you. You get 5 points for costuming. Miss James?
Oh, gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou thinkest I'm too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thee nay. So thou wilt woo. But else not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond.
You've memorized it. But do you understand it?
Of course, you know best. It's all about translation. Oh, sweet thing, Romeo. If you think I'm all that, then step to me correctly. But if you think I'm a ski, I'll be dissing and dismissing. Then you'll be working overtime getting me back. So stop perpetrating, and let's get this party started, because, baby, you know I love you.
I hear you. Lady, by yonder blessed moon, I swear, that tips with silver all these fruit tree tops.
Oh, swear not by the moon. The inconstant moon that monthly changes in a circled orb, lest thy love prove likewise variable.
You've done excellent work.
Thank you. You know, Shakespeare really spoke to the people, and I believe if he was around today, he'd be a rapper. Vanilla Shake.
Mrs. Reeves, I apologize on behalf of... for any inconvenience you may have... Oh. I hope this does not affect...
Freddie, what are you doing here?
Jaleesa, I had the most messed up nightmare last night. I was trapped in this maze of corporate cubicles. You lost your business.
Freddie,
I lost my hair. No, listen. It's my responsibility to apologize.
Freddie, you have done enough.
No.
Trust me, please.
Mrs. Reeves!
Someone call security. Freddie, I will handle this. Mrs. Reeves, I am Jaleesa Vincent Taylor, and I am very sorry for all of this.
No, Mrs. Reeves, this is all my fault. Everything that I said is strictly my opinion and not that of Vincent Taylor May Pence.
And not necessarily that of Vincent Taylor May Pence. I am not apologizing for Freddie's views, but I am apologizing for her behavior. It was inappropriate, and it won't happen again.
I appreciate your honesty, and I accept your apology.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's go, Freddie.
Wow, this is so beautiful. I thought you were just another pair of shoulder pads. I'm wrong.
Thank you, I think. Goodbye.
You know, if you would just reconsider your opinion about affirmative action, I'd hang out with you.
Mrs. Reeves, until we get an appropriate replacement, is there anything I can do for you?
Hey, I try, please help. Hey, I try, please help. Please help. Please help. Please help. Please help.